Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and yes, it is 23 November 22. Welcome to this program. It's Wednesday, of course, and I'm sitting in for Melody today. She likes to take Wednesday off and catch up on other things, and I like being here, too. Of course, our guest is always Wendy Wilson, and I'll tell you what, she's always a treat to listen to. We're going to talk about something kind of special today, and I'll let her tell what it is in a minute. But before we do that, as always, we like to go to the markets and the metals prices. And don't forget, folks, you're listening to Financial Survival. And I hope you'll call Melody and talk about how you can preserve some of your finances for the future and ask her how you can put back some hard assets. And if you ever need them, folks, they're good to have at 800-375-4188. But gold today was up 10.49 to 17.51.59. Silver was also up 44 cents, 21.52. Platinum was up $8 to $1,000 even. Palladium was up also 31.73 to 18.82.73. So metals were all up. Markets in the U.S., on the other hand, were down slightly. Dow was down 81.52 to 34.179. NASDAQ was down 99.52 to 11.273. S&P was, down. They're all up that much. Excuse me. Okay. And S&P was up 19.12 to 44,022. So all the metals were up slightly. FTSE was down 0.17 to 74.65. Nikkei was up 0.61% to 28.115. DAX was up 0.04% to 14.427. Hang Seng was up 0.57% to 17.523. The USDX was down 1.14 to 106.09. Oil was down also quite a bit, 360 to 84.76, although I haven't seen gas prices dropping in our area for a long time. Oil's fluctuating quite a bit. You think it would go down and price would come down too, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way. If it went up $5 or $6, our price would go up a little right away, but the coming down is a very slow process. But anyway, as usual, our guest today is Wendy Wilson. I'm glad she's here today. She's going to share a topic with you I'm looking forward to hearing about. And Wendy, let's tell the folks what that is.
Hey, Pastor Butch and all the listeners, good to be with you and happy Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about the honeybee a little bit. We all been wondering about what's going on with them, and we got some more information here because it is quite astonishing that an insect that weighs less than a half of an ounce can have a heavy influence on our food chain and that we depend on for life. So new research from the University of Maryland is showing us just how fragile our ecosystem is when the life of the honeybee is threatened. So this is a Maryland study, and they've been studying honeybees for decades. And we have, this is Maryland, they have a special lab where they study honeybees. And we've heard that, you know, bees have had mite colony problems, diseases, and we've got our pollinators dropping like flies, as they say. So scientists have suggested that this could be caused by things like maybe fertilizers, pesticides, GMOs, other chemicals, environmental factors, you name it. However, we just don't know exactly what it is. And I don't recall hearing from science that the lifespan of the honeybee has been impacted. So the University of Maryland scientists, they're called entomologists. They've been observing and studying the honeybee since the 1970s. They've been reporting on the lifespan of the honeybee. Guess what, Pastor Butch? Lifespan of the honeybee has decreased 50% since 1970.
And I don't doubt that. And you and I both know pesticides are a big problem with that.
Well, they think it may be a combination of things. We're going to go over it in just a minute. Also important, we should note, is in this research, they stated the lifespan decrease correlated with their model on the bee, citing the following. The colony collapse with high loss rates, the decreased honey production over the decades, and plant nutrition is lower. So they've correlated, it seems to go with those three things as well. So the bee colonies are really not living as long, and the beekeepers are having to replace them, and they have to bring in new hives sooner than normal to keep the honey production up. So in the 1970s, lifespan of the honeybee was 34.3 days, and compared to today, it's just 17.7 days.
Wow.
Yeah, their research did get published in the November 2022 Journal of Scientific Reports. And here is one of the lead researchers, Anthony Neerman. He says this, when I plotted the lifespans over time, I realized, wow, there's actually this huge time effect going on. And we saw it doubling the mortality rate. So the result of shorter honeybee lifespans corresponded to lost foraging time and lower honey production. And this is the reason for colony turnover and loss rate up to 40% a year. So sometimes they think it's the genetics. The report mentioned the research looking into the genetics of the bees and what might be influencing them. But at this point, they're just kind of guessing what's bothering the bees to die younger. And according to their report, Newman says, we're isolating bees from the colony life just before they emerge as adults. So whatever's reducing their lifespan is happening before that point. So as they emerge into adulthood, they're still going to die. There's just nothing new about it. To answer the question about the chemical poisoning, such as pesticides, the research team argued that it probably isn't that, since they found no overt symptoms of such toxins like they have seen in fruit flies. Therefore, at this point, research is looking for other answers to the reduction of the bee longevity. Well, I want to present this information and see what you think. Maybe we should consider the microwave element. Could it be electromagnetic communication waves that are affecting the bees and possibly their lifespan and even other wildlife? Because we've had reports where flocks of birds are just found dead on the ground.
Yes.
So let's see if the University of Maryland's research over the last 50 years in their research may coincide or correlate, let's say, with EMF radio frequency technology. So in the 1979, 1G technology came on the market. In 1991, 2G came on the market. In 2001, 3G came on the market. In 2010, 4G. And then 2017, 5G. So colony collapse started to show up around 2007, affecting 10% of the bees, and it spread quickly to 22 U.S. states, and the losses began to increase. European beekeepers reported the same occurrence. That would correlate with the arrival of 3G EMF electromagnetic frequency radiation. And here's from the history of beekeeping, their timeline and notable facts. They said this: most beekeepers were primary farmers who took up the practice as hobbyists in their rural homes. And in 1899, the United States produced approximately 31,000 tons of honey and more than 880 tons of beeswax. This number only kept increasing until the 1970s. Hmm. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes, it is. What a coincidence.
So by the 1990s, they said America saw a complete downfall of the beekeeping industry, and that would correlate with 2G rolling in. Okay, so this downfall would also coincide with the 2G, 3G EMF. But today the United States produces 73,000 tons of honey, and they have to import 73% of its honey, or 221,500 tons of honey per year, just to keep up. So we're not even making enough to supply the United States. Now, since 2010, the amount of honey imports have gone up substantially, which would correlate with the 4G rollout. Think about that. History is showing how valuable bees and honey production are during also times of war. So from the history of beekeeping, they say beekeepers were exempted from military service as beeswax was critical for rust-proofing the World War II war vehicles. I didn't know that.
Wow. I didn't either. That's interesting.
So we got modernization, obviously, impacting our bees. The research that they're looking for answers as to why the key pollinators are suffering with early death, it could be maybe a combination of things that are affecting the bees. If we look at the list once again, we can see some overwhelming assembly of elements that are impacting bees. We have pesticides. We have sick plants from poor soil. We have GMOs. We have mites and other diseases, environmental factors, and EMF radiation. So without healthy bees, the food supply is in jeopardy. So the Bible warns, doesn't the Bible warn of famine in the last days?
Of course.
And it's as if we can hear the earth groaning under the weight of modern technology and scientific genetic change.
The Bible says the earth groans and moans, more or less, with what man's done to it. But, you know, it's a shame that we don't have enough care for society, even for the people of society, that we don't mind starving to death because we're destroying the wildlife. And bees, I've said for years, pollinate corn, and when they spray corn with pesticides, the bee gets a pesticide, and it has to take it back to colony, and it has to. I mean, so this all adds up to make common sense.
Yeah, it is. But you know, man says we got other options. This is the attitude, the arrogance.
Right.
Everyone is affected. But what's happening with honeybees? But Japan thinks they have solved this whole problem of the lost pollinators by artificially pollinating their plants. There are two methods. You can hand pollinate, which would take forever, right? And then there's the machine pollination. So what both require is transferring pollen from the male organ in the plant to the female organ of another plant. So a new industry is taking shape, Pastor Butch, using lasers and robot bees as a technology to solve this problem.
Oh my gosh.
But think how expensive this endeavor is going to be, and the food costs will go even higher.
That is amazing. I mean, but there's something about that. It's like eating artificial meat. I mean, it doesn't sound right.
It's not right, you know? I know eating bugs in certain countries is a delicacy, but it's not over here, you know?
No, thanks.
So basically we see a lot of, I was talking to one of the people that used to be on Shark Tank, one of those investors called me up. They were interested in exploring my product line for various reasons, you know, to make money. I told them no, but here's what they told me, that they were looking at a product from Canada. This woman was making dog treats with grasshopper ingredients, okay? So bug ingredients, bug flour, I guess you call it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's people in America that feed their dogs better than they feed their own family.
That's true.
I don't know. I think that's going to go over, but... you know, maybe if there's a famine, you'd crack open a bag of that, but I don't think normally you would. But that's my opinion.
So they want you to handle the product?
No. The person that used to be on Shark Tank, I can't remember his name now. I just, you know, they were interested in working with me in a promotion vehicle area.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And you know, you can just imagine god-awful money, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we do radio. I think radio is a better medium than TV, but I told them I just don't have any time for TV. I've done TV. I've done interviews on TV. I've done cable TV. And let me tell you, it takes forever to get anything done with TV.
It's fun, entertaining.
You know?
Yes, I know.
Well, you know, some people can see the writing on the wall, though, Pastor Butch, and they're preparing for what's coming. So where we have situations that we're seeing in the world, you know, they breed economic turmoil and the supply chain can have some shortages. So now is really a good time for people to get serious about thinking about what they need to have on hand as provisions. They need to also, obviously, in addition to food and water and, you know, defense, they also have to think about, you know, medicinal plants as a backup for medicines they can't buy at the store.
Absolutely, so, and that's coming. That is coming. That is.
As a
matter
of
fact, Canada's already suggesting doctors recommend euthanasia to the people who are in pain because they ran out of pain medicine. And of course, medicine comes from China. Duh.
Well, there is a lot of prescription drug shortages, pain medicines. Is they have the emergency room doctors are kind of, you know, pulling their hair out because they have a lot of shortages on drugs too. You have to think about that. If you're dependent on a medication for daily survival, you got to worry that if something happens to the supply chain, you can't get that. I would be very concerned, and I would be looking for something as a backup. I really would. So they can call us at Apothecary Herbs and get our product catalog. We're also having we're having a combination sale, Pastor Butch. We're having our Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday all in one. And it runs through Monday the 28th, and it's 30% off orders of $65 or more. And restrictions apply. And, you know, I tell people order early, so, you know, because we can run out of things. So thepowerherbs.com if they want to check us out online. Or they can call us toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And we'll be closed tomorrow, but we will be here on Friday. Yay!
Well, that's a great sale, though. That's a huge sale, actually.
It is. Well, we base it on inventory, and people, you know, also the Christmas sale is a big deal, but it's based on, you know, what we have available as inventory. That kind of dictates the discount. So, you know, we try to keep up with people and supplies, but we just never know in some instances, you know, and with the truckers, we just never know what's going to go on with supplies.
But maybe one day you should put together some information. We should have a teaching on how to grow your own medicine. Like you pick out some common drugs people take and what you can use in place of that. It might be a thing that we may well look into, like you said.
Yeah. I was talking with someone today. I said, you know, when the colonies were being built, you know, a lot of the traditions from Europe came over, and one of them was the women of the house had kept the gardens, and they had a section of the garden that they would dedicate to medicinal plants because they were the doctor moms of their homes.
Absolutely.
And it was always, all this information was passed down to the daughters. So you don't pass on what don't work. And so, yeah, there's a lot of medicinals you can grow in your garden and take care of things. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I know growing up that my grandma would, and my dad too, would we'd go and pick greens, especially in the summertime, that were good for you for different reasons. And we put them up. I remember doing that. And I wish I would have paid closer attention, but I didn't. So I'd like to know something about it. Why don't you look that up and teach us all how to do it?
Yeah, I think we did a segment on gardens. We could probably do that. Yeah.
All right, sounds great. So I guess I will see you, Lord willing, then next week.
Yep.
And I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Wendy. You've earned it. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be.
Enjoy your family and just have a good time. Let's be thankful for what God's done for us because he's blessed us more than we deserve.
Yeah, I've got orders in from my children. They want pie, so I have to make pies.
What kind of pie are you making?
Well, that pumpkin and blueberry. That's what they want.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, which one's far away, but it is what it is. But anyway, you have a great Thanksgiving, sweetheart.
You too. You take care, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right. See you next week. Folks, back at the break. A lot to talk about, so don't go away. Like a jerk, $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying.
All righty, folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Wednesday, 23rd, November 22. Welcome again to the program, and I'm glad you're with us. I have several news items to cover, and mostly, of course, we're talking about economic news, and most time economic news is not good. But at the end of the program, I do want to remind everybody that we are going to Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we have a lot to be thankful for. My program tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, I'll be doing the same thing. I'm going to cover some scriptures about thanking and praising our Father for the blessings he's given us. And we got to quit worrying about so much things sometimes and thanking for everything we do have. But we'll get into that in just a minute. Let's get into some news here. This is good news. Judge blocks New York limits on carrying guns on private property. A federal judge has blocked New York from restricting the carrying of guns on private property under a Democratic-backed law adopted following the U.S. Supreme Court's June ruling that struck down the state's strict gun permitting regime. Tuesday's ruling by the U.S. Judge John Sinatra in Buffalo struck down a provision in law that made it a felony for a licensed gun owner to possess a firearm on any private property unless the property owner allowed it with a sign or by giving express consent. Can you imagine that? Sinatra, appointed by Republican former President Donald Trump, found that the provision violated the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Sinatra ruled in a lawsuit by two firearms owners and two gun rights groups. The Firearms Policy Coalition, one of those groups, called the ruling a monumental step toward restoring the gun rights of New Yorkers. Sinatra said the provision at issue was unconstitutional and the Supreme Court's precedents, concluding June's ruling. Property owners indeed have the right to exclude, Sinatra wrote. But the state may not unilaterally exercise that right and thereby interfere with the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens who seek to carry for self-defense outside their own homes. Good for him. But to my mind, it's a shame that you have to have permission to protect yourself outside your home when anyone in common sense knows that bad guys don't ask for permission. And to back that up, Walmart, back in 2019, made a very strict gun law by carrying open their stores. Can't do it any longer in their stores. Well, Walmart banned customers from openly carrying handguns for self-defense in 2019. A Walmart employee allegedly killed six people inside a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart Tuesday night, just over 3 years after the massive department of store chain barred customers from openly carrying handguns for self-defense. Of course, you still carry concealed, I suppose, but they blocked open carry. On September 3, 2019, Breitbart News reported that Walmart had issued a ban forbidding customers from openly carrying handguns even where legal. CNBC noted that Walmart was putting up signage at the stores making clear that the open carry of handguns was not allowed. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon announced the open carry ban. "We believe the opportunity for someone to misinterpret a situation, even an open carry stage, could lead to tragic results." Oh, you dumb jerk. What just happened in Walmart? But anyway, "We hope that everyone will understand the circumstances that led to this new policy and will respect the concerns of the fellowship shoppers and our associates." The open carry ban comes less than a month after McMillon pushed Congress to ban AR-15s, AK-47s, and other commonly owned firearms the left organized categorizes as assault weapons. Openly carrying a handgun is a popular way of keeping a pistol or revolver close in hand for self-defense. On May 2021, South Carolina became the 46th state to legalize openly carrying handguns. Prior to that, in 2015, Governor Greg Abbott signed open carry legislation making Texas the 45th state to legalize open carry. Around 10 p.m. on November 22nd, Walmart employee with a pistol allegedly shot and killed six people inside Chesapeake Walmart, according to Fox News. Well, sir, that's another reason why I do not go to Walmart. I open carry everywhere I go. I am not ashamed of it. I'm very thankful I can do that. But I'm not only thankful, I find it to be a duty, God-given duty, to protect myself, my family, and others. It's not in Numbers chapter 1. Numbers chapter 1 says that. Nehemiah chapter 4 says that. And Christ said so in Luke 22:36. So, yeah, this is another reason I will not go into Walmart. I do not go to Walmart. If I pay $10 more for something across the road, I'll pay it because I will not patronize Walmart. Not interested in it. Not going to do it. I know they don't miss me. That's just fine. I don't miss them either. So, Mr. McMillan said we can't have law-abiding citizens carrying guns, so let's make a man that works for us and start shooting people up and nobody there to stop him. Okay, that's fine, Mr. McMillan. That's fine. I'll just tell your stories, not way I won't upset your day. How's that? And I'm blessed to live in West Virginia, where open carry has been permitted longer than I've been alive. And now concealed carry is permitted without a permit also, and the crime rate in West Virginia has went down. Interesting how that works, isn't it? Bad guys don't like good guys carrying guns. Now to move on to some other information, some other news on economics that I think, they're not good, but it is what it is. Enjoy these moments because the outlook for after Thanksgiving is not promising at all. I know that things aren't great right now, but please try to enjoy the next few days because it appears that economic conditions could quickly get a whole lot worse after Thanksgiving. I understand that may be difficult for many of you to hear because we are already dealing with so much. The worst inflation crisis in decades has been eviscerated our standard of living. Major layoffs are being announced all over the nation. The household market has started to crash, and the fallout from the collapse of FTX threatens to push more financial dominoes in the weeks ahead. Unfortunately, now we potentially have another major problem to add to the list. One of the largest rail unions just voted down a tentative agreement, and so now a nice railroad track in December is a very real possibility. Now, folks, I'll say it's about a 50-50 chance to be a railroad strike unless Congress intervenes. The likelihood of a strike that would paralyze the nation's rail traffic grew on Monday, when the largest of the 12 rail unions, which represents mostly conductors, rejected management's latest offering that included 24% raises and 5,000 bonuses. With four of the 12 unions that represented half of the 115,000 rail workers holding out for a better deal, it might fall to Congress to impose one to protect U.S. economy. My opinion, 24% pay raise, $5,000 bonus is a pretty fair deal, in my opinion. Now that Smart TD has become the fourth union to reject the tentative labor deal that was on the table, preparations for a crippling nationwide railroad strike would begin early next month will rapidly move forward. Such a strike could cripple thousands of supply chains from coast to coast, and even CNN is forced to admit that an extended strike could cause shortages and other higher prices for goods, including fuel and food. If a strike goes on for an extended period, it could cause shortages and higher prices for goods, including fuel and food. If the four unions they rejected the deals or unable to reach new deals before strike deadlines, Congress could order the railroad workers to remain on the job or return to work. The good news is that this labor dispute will eventually be resolved one way or the other. But even without a national railroad strike, most experts were already forecasting a dismal month of December. According to the Wall Street Journal, consumers and businesses are both bracing for a humbling holiday season. Households, retailers, and charities nationwide feeling the pinch of inflation are bracing for a humbug holiday season. U.S. consumers and businesses have trimmed spending plans for gifts, charitable contributions, and holiday events day to show. The penny pinching threatens to spoil the year end for many, especially firms and nonprofits that tally their largest share of lost sales donations in November, December. And I tend to agree. You know, I share about everything about my life on the radio. I have nothing I'm ashamed to share. Nothing that I consider to be that private. And I know personally, we always give our giving on Thanksgiving. I don't do Christmas any longer because it's not truly a Christian holiday. It's purely pagan, and I can prove that. But nonetheless, I always give on Thanksgiving because I think what better time to give somebody a gift and tell them you love them and thank you for being part of your family than give them a gift on Thanksgiving. Well, this year, it isn't going to happen. Money's a little bit tight. No, we're not behind. We're not hurting. But my family keeps growing. Thank God I'm blessed. It keeps growing. But this year, I'm not going to be able to do that. And like I want to, so instead of sliding one or another, I won't do that. So that's just the way it is. So I'm not ashamed to admit it. That's just the way it is. And it's getting so bad now, of course, that retailers are losing millions of dollars in theft. We know that. We talked about that last week, week before last. Well, U.S. retailers add cameras, steal cables to deter holiday crime. This out of Reuters. Retailers ranging from Walmart to Barnes & Noble are installing cameras or locking away items to deter shoplifters and thieves as they brace for a post-pandemic rush of holiday shoppers this year. Some, including Walmart, JCPenney, Apple, and Walgreens, put in place new surveillance systems or more security guards. Others, like Target and Barnes & Noble, sealed merchandise behind plexiglass or tethered there with steel cables to store shelves. That is such a shame that we have to have the whole country turn into a police state attitude to keep people from stealing. And the Bible says you can understand when somebody's hungry. You can understand why they stole. But they still had to pay back seven times the worth of what they stole. This is America today, folks. When you take God out of society, you take out the core that keeps everything running together and where people can trust each other. The retail industry has decried theft this holiday season as it struggles with excess inventories and a pullback in consumer spending at a time of high inflation. Sales are suppressed. Profits are being punished at the time of the highest inflation in 42 years. And now with the cost of preventing crime going up, that's going to be passed along in higher prices, said Bert Flickinger, manager and director at a retail consulting firm, Strategic Resource Group. So, yes, folks, said it last week before last again, when something is stolen, they raise our prices. Yeah, I mean, let's face it, taxpayers and good people pay for crime and higher taxes. The effect on holiday sales and profits will be horrific, he added. Nowadays, you can see shampoos are locked up, along with antacetamines and Tylenol and multi-packs of toothpaste locked up. People planning to shop in stores will not want to go in to these locked and over-secured stores. So overall, retailers lose both the planned purchase and the impulse purchases. Never thought about that. I mean, if you look up something and say, I'll take one of those, it's locked up. You just don't think about it anymore. You don't need it. Crime has been in the spotlight since their spat of brazen, violent store thefts, including a smash-and-grab incident during the holiday season last year where 80 people rushed into a Nordstrom near San Francisco and ran out with armfuls of merchandise, injuring five employees. One survey by the National Retail Federation cited a 26.5% jump in last year in organized retail crime carried out by groups of people. It's really a shame America has fallen to such a state of chaos and disarray. It's a shame and it's sad. But folks, we brought it on ourselves. When you have a nation that's so polluted and so cruel and so immoral that they teach the children they can be either sex you want to be and how to have safe sex in the third and fourth grade, is any wonder a nation's falling apart? We brought the curse on ourselves. Florida orange juice supply squeezed, forcing ag traders to pull from Brazil. Again, America used to feed the world. Now America can't feed itself. Another curse on the land that forgot God. U.S. cold storage of orange juice plunged to the lowest level in half a century after extreme weather in Florida and citrus greening damaged production. Dwindling supplies boosted breakfast inflation as price of orange juice hit record highs. There has since been a dramatic increase in the orange juice trade between U.S. and South America to balance out supplies. Brazilian exports of orange juice to the U.S. in the first 4 months of the season surged 58% from a year ago to a record 112,500 metric tons at the end of October, according to Bloomberg. U.S. ag traders are resorting to Brazil. One of the world's top exports of citrus comes as the U.S. stockpiles of cold-stored orange juice plunged by 43% in September from a year earlier, the lowest level since 1997. A combination of diseases across Florida citrus groves and Hurricane Ian destroyed crops are creating a supply crunch that has catapulted orange juice futures to record highs of more than $2 a pound. We recently outlined, as was said, and that's precisely what's happening. So much so that demand exceeds supply, boosting prices to record highs. Rabobank analyst Andres Padilla wrote in a recent note to clients that orange juice prices are set to raise 20-30% in U.S. and Europe by early 2023, 2 months from now. We can't even feed ourselves, folks. What a shame. What a shame that America, the country that was once so richly blessed, materially even, that we never wanted for anything. Now we can't make. Now we can't produce the medicine for ourselves. We can't make our own automobiles. We can't feed ourselves. We don't make our own clothing. Not much left, is there? Not much that we actually do for ourselves. CIA Insider, you'd probably like this. Biden just signed the U.S. dollar's death warrant. When it comes to big financial predictions, renowned financial analyst Jim Rickards doesn't mince words. An ex-CIA insider and financial advisor to the Pentagon, Mr. Rickards, has been leading a voice in global finance for decades. He was a major influence in negotiating the end of the Iranian crisis during the Reagan administration. And his best-selling book, Currency Wars, is often cited as one of the most important economic works of the last decade. Today, he's sounding an alarm. Most people don't want to hear, but according to him, that's a big mistake. The U.S. dollar, as we know it, it is doomed, he says. President Biden signed his death warrant himself on March 9th with Executive Order 14067. According to Jim, buried inside this little-known federal order is specific language that could lead not only to illegal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, but also total control over your bank accounts and purchases. It's a pretty sinister move by the president, to tell you the truth, he says. And I bet 99% of Americans have no idea about it, and I totally agree. I totally agree, and probably half of that percentage or more don't care if they did know. Kind of reminds the Bible, the teaching I did years ago entitled the Hezekiah Syndrome. Hezekiah did a great sin before God. Isaiah said, because you, your kingdom will be taken from you and given to us, and when you're dead and gone, your kingdom will be gone. When you're dead and gone, the kingdom is going to be switched over to your enemies. He said, that's okay, as long as it's okay, as long as it's fine while I'm here, that's okay. As long as I'm happy, I got plenty, let my children pay for my sin. That's the Hezekiah syndrome. Americans suffer with it right now, and I don't see it changing any time in the future. I truly, truly don't, folks. I know we're going to go to break in a few seconds, so I'll start the next one after the break with Biden. Biden is cutting Medicare benefits through Inflation Reduction Act. Now, this, folks, this is more on us. This is on you and I, especially folks like myself that are up in years when you need more things physically than you used to. This is America today and the demise of the country. It started. So back at the break, don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling Melody on the Wednesday program as normal. You need to call her, folks, if you can at all, and ask her some questions about how to try to preserve some of your finances for the future at 800-375-4188. The dollar is going to be worthless. Folks, the dollar is already worthless. We just use them because we think they're still good, but they lose value every day. That's what inflation is. That's deflation of money. That's what inflation is. Now, I hate going to the grocery store. Very some ever do it because usually my wife now shops online since she's not able to get out of the house too well. But I picked up a few items today at a local Family Dollar store. Family Dollar, folks. And I got a little pump hairspray for my pretty hat to use. It used to be a dollar a bottle, and now it's over $4 a bottle. I picked up some cleaner for the kitchen, some Windex cleaner. It was over almost $4 a bottle. I mean, things are out of sight. I picked up a large generic Cremora for a cup of coffee, $8. I'm looking at thinking, why did I spend over $20 for four items? I don't understand this. But this is because of dollars. It's not because goods are going up, folks. Maybe there's some scarcity. Perhaps there is some scarcity. But the reason it's going up, the dollar's going down because Biden, and not just him, Trump did it, all of them done it, spends more and more, prints more and more, and the dollar's losing value. Well, Biden's getting ready to get, is cutting your Medicare benefits through Inflation Reduction Act. You know, it just passed into law, a couple months ago. Two economists reported Tuesday in the Wall Street Journal op-ed that President Joe Biden is cutting Medicare benefits through the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which cuts payments for prescription drugs for seniors. Casey B. Mulligan and Thomas J. Phillipson wrote, President Joe Biden has accused Republicans of scheming to cut Medicare. In fact, it is his signature legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, that will lead to benefit cuts and premium increases for seniors. Medicare's popular drug coverage program is headed for a painful amputation. The private plans participating in Medicare prescription drug program, known as Part D, currently saw on three sources of revenue to finance prescriptions. Out-of-pocket payments from patients, premium payments made by plans members, and subsidies from the federal government. In 2025, under the Inflation Reduction Act, both government subsidies and out-of-pocket payments by patients are scheduled to be cut sharply. The difference will have to be made up by premiums. But the statute inhibits this third in a revenue source, which is also subsidized from increasing more than 6%. That's hardly enough to cover inflation, let alone compensate for the other two revenue losses. We estimate that by the beginning of 2025, planned subsidies, especially the reinsurance subsidies for the beneficiaries with the most drug spending, will be cut $30 billion out of the revenue that currently totals $110 billion. With $30 billion less to finance prescription benefits, something we'll have to give. Plans currently have far too little profit to span this chasm that the Inflation Reduction Act opens between expenses and revenue. Folks, we are now purely, sincerely, at the very least, a socialist country. We are socialist. The idea of free markets, free enterprise, and liberty were swapped in many, many, many years ago for government benefits. So now that they own us, control us, and house us, and feed us, they do what they want. We don't have much choice but to cry and bleat and whine. That's all we can do. We don't want to make them angry because we don't want to cut our benefits off from them. So we don't do much about it at all. They cheat on elections. We whine about it. They steal from us. We whine about it. We do nothing about it because you don't bite the hand that feeds you, do you? Hey, that's the way it is. I know people don't want to hear this. They don't like what I'm saying. But it doesn't change the fact I'm telling you the truth. The truth will make you free. But sometimes it really hurts when you hear it, doesn't it? Well, something new now that the White House is working on. As food inflation skyrockets, Biden's White House targets poor blacks by offering $20 in food credits for those willing to take the depopulation jab. $20, folks. Swap your health for $20. Now, the White House is targeting the poor for depopulation. Repeat that. The White House is targeting the poor for depopulation. After causing record food inflation through money printing, food facility sabotage, and the dismantling of energy infrastructure needed by farming operations, the Biden regime is now arranging for a $20 in grocery retail credit for those who are willing to be injected with the so-called COVID vaccines, actually depopulation bioweapons designed for maim and kill. Folks, you go to my website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, look under health news. Watch what's happening all the world to people who got the jab. Watch. You see for yourself. Thus, the Biden White House is now targeting the poor for extermination, and this policy will disproportionately target low-income, inner-city black Americans, the same demographic group that has been targeted for extermination by Planned Parenthood abortions and eugenics programs for decades. As the UK Daily Mail reports, Biden's COVID bribe, Americans who get a booster vaccine this winter will get a $20 discount on their groceries. People get the Omicron-specific shot at CVS, Safeway, Winn-Dixie, or Rite Aid will get up to $20 off the purchases this winter. It comes amid a soaring inflation crisis that has driven up the price of household staples. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending age 5 years and upwards get the bivalent booster. Grocery retailers run ethnic cleansing campaigns against blacks in America. In my view, this looks like CVS, Safeway, Winn-Dixie, and Rite Aid are all pushing depopulation sauce for poor black people in America, adding to the genocide that has been pursued by Planned Parenthood, whose founder once described Negroes as human weeds that need to be eradicated. I didn't make that's true. Margaret Sanger said that. Blacks are human weeds that should be eradicated. But another way, America's top pharmaceutical retailers are carrying out a program of ethnic cleansing that targets blacks. On top of that, the cancer industry in America also preys on blacks who suffer chronic vitamin D deficiencies due to skin pigmentation that blocks UV light from the sun, making their cancers more aggressive and more profitable for the exploitative cancer industry. So we're seeing, folks, this is all for fact, and there's no point in trying to get around this and say anything different. Well, this is what's happening. Again, we're owned. They control us. Nehemiah chapter 9 says they have dominion over our bodies. This isn't your Bible, folks. Now they claim that they'll give you $20 worth of groceries if you just take this jab. What a swap off. What a deal. Of course, here we go again. Going to take our money to help the rest of the world. The U.S. pledges climate. They pledge climate reparations to other countries while Americans freeze and become homeless. More people than ever are facing dire circumstances, and we're just getting started with the economic disaster. And what is our government doing? Why, they're giving our money away. To other countries, no less. The U.S. government agreed to pay climate reparations. But the plight of our own countrymen seems to be less important than those in other countries affected by climate change. The United States has just pledged to pay up to $1 billion to poor countries for climate preparations, as per an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. The use of climate policy to soak Americans keeps getting worse, and the United Nations Climate Conference in Egypt ended this weekend with agreement on a new fund to pay reparations to poor countries. Welcome to the latest climate shakedown. The 2015 Paris Accord suggested rich countries compensate poor countries for climate damage. The rationale being that industrialization and increased temperatures had led to natural disasters. Poor countries finally forced discussion of a formal mechanism to pay climate reparations onto this year's UN conference agenda. On Thursday, Europe abandoned the U.S. proposing a deal, said Mr. Kerry rolled over. Wealthy countries will now set up a fund to cover climate damage for the least populated countries, i.e., not China or middle-income nations. This will be financed from a broad donor base and mosaic of solutions, such as international development banks and taxes on aviation, shipping, and fossil fuels. China and the Middle East are not involved in this, folks. We're going to pay it. Some reports suggest that the U.S. will be on the hook for up to $1 billion. In October, it was reported that the total amount would be $4.3 trillion. The total amount due would be $4.3 trillion. My. I'm going to share one more, then I'm going to just chat with you a bit, if you don't mind, about tomorrow. Canadian bank launches credit card linked to carbon emissions. Now, we talked about this before, but it's getting more detailed and more in the open. A bank in Canada had become the first in the country to launch a credit card that tracks a customer's carbon emissions and amid concerns that such a scheme could one day be used to restrict purchases. An effort by the credit union to display its commitment to climate action, Vancity will offer a credit card that links purchases to carbon emissions, allowing customers to compare their monthly carbon footprint to the national average. The bank will also advise customers on how to limit their carbon footprint. We know many Vancity members are looking for ways to reduce the impact they have on the environment, particularly when it comes to the emissions that cause climate change, said Jonathan Foley, Vancity's chief external relations officer. As a member-owned financial cooperative, we believe it is our job to do everything we can to help, especially when it comes to decisions people make with their money. This tool will equip Vancity Visa credit card holders with valuable information on their purchases and enable them to connect their daily spending decisions to the change they want to see in the world. According to the research carried out by Visa, more than 50% of Canadians are interested in monitoring their carbon footprint. I seriously doubt that, Canadians. I really do. But if you do, that's okay. As we previously highlighted back in October, Australia's Commonwealth Bank also announced a similar scheme, giving the customer the option to pay a fee to offset their carbon footprint, with the average listed at 1,280 kilograms, a long way from the sustainable figure, 200 kilograms. So they're going to offer, Australia is going to offer the customer an option to pay a fee. You know, you can produce more pollution if you just pay more money. Allied with climate lockdowns, technocrats want to exploit hysteria over climate change to increase financial control over individuals. Such a proposal was presented in the science journal Nature by four environmental experts as a means of reducing global carbon emissions. Everyone will be issued with a carbon allowance card. I mean, listen. Everyone will be issued with a carbon allowance card that would entail all adults receiving an equal tradable carbon allowance that reduces over time in line with national carbon targets. The authors make it clear that the program would be a national mandatory policy. A national mandatory policy. Carbon units would be deducted from the personal budget with every payment of the transport fuel, home heating fuels, and electricity bills. And anyone going over the limit will be forced to purchase additional units in the personal carbon market from those with excess to sell. This would naturally only negatively impact poor people, with the rich people able to buy carbon credits in abundance and still enjoy the lavish, environmentally unfriendly, opulent lifestyles. Isn't this wonderful? Don't you just feel so blessed that we're being watched over again by Big Brother? Again, folks, we sold it. We sold our lives for a handout. We sold our lives for convenience. And now we got it coming, and here we are. That's the way it is. But now just a little bit. I got more news I want to cover. I'll maybe do work with Melody on Friday and cover this, because she'll be closed tomorrow, of course. I'll be back with her. She'll be here Friday, but I'll be here Friday, Lord willing, to talk to you some more. I hope that you will take time tomorrow. For I don't care if you live in a one-room shack with a stove and a bed and enough food and a pot of beans and a piece of cornbread. It's all you got to share with you and your family. If you're sitting there, just you and your puppy dog, but you got one place to sleep and something to eat, let's be thankful. Apostle Paul told us in the scriptures in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that to whatever we have, food and raiment, to be content. I have much, 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 much more than I need. And I basically always have. Been some tight times, but I've been blessed. My God's blessed me. First off, He blessed me with salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, by His precious blood and through His grace. He's given me a wife of 51 years. Gave me three sons with some grandbabies now and a great-grandson. He's given me a good place to sleep every night and food in the cabinets to fix the next morning. He's given me decent health. As going on 75 years old, I think I'm doing pretty well. He's blessed me with so many things, people I can't begin to count it all. And tomorrow's a day we should be thankful. Take time to thank our Savior, our Creator, that give us a once great nation, folks. But we live in a place now that turned us back on God. We're turning to Sodom and Gomorrah, and I know that. But thank Him for caring for us through all of our failures, through all of our faults. And folks, we have many of them. We've allowed so much to happen. Our toleration of evil has only multiplied the situation for our children. We know that. But thank Him tomorrow for the time with your family. Thank Him tomorrow for time with your friends. Just thank Him for the blessings He has given us. For the ability of this to hold somebody in your arm and tell them you love Him. And let them know you love Him. You may never see Him again on this earth. Let them know you care. Don't be ashamed to tell them you love Him. Give them a kiss on the cheek or a pat on the head, whatever may be the thing you want to do. But you let them know you care. Okay? I'll be back with you Friday. So have a wonderful day tomorrow in the Lord. God bless. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.